Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, we appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville and Eric Bickle. Joining us right now on the BetQL Guest Hotlines, our pal Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end, co-host of the Take Command podcast. Hey, Logan.
How you doing, man?
So during the radio broadcast, where are you positioned? Are you on the sideline?
I am on the sideline, yeah.
So what was your view on that last play?
So, yeah, I was kind of standing down near where the offense was, kind of like from behind looking down on it. And, how many times have we seen end-of-game scenarios, or at least I've seen end-of-game scenarios, and you're like, okay, they're going to get their first chunk, they're going to throw the ball out of bounds, and then they put the ball up, and something unusual happened last night, obviously. So, pretty exciting. Wish I had moved down the other end, but I wasn't expecting that result, obviously.
Right. So the chunk, I was actually, because I saw a couple of end of game situations yesterday, and I think it was in the Ravens game where there was only one pass rusher, and there were a couple guys taking away the sidelines before even a Hail Mary situation. Maybe it was a different game, but I actually thought that was a terrible move by the Bears to concede that out.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obviously, like, they make the decision, they work through that, and they have their analytics department. But I've seen it go both ways, you know, where teams kind of will concede the out and let you get 5 yards closer because they're so worried about over-the-top stuff. But I do agree. I think they probably should have had some type of flat defender. But, again, like, you know, when we prep it, or when we used to prep it, like, for all the different teams I was a part of, if that vertical route there has free access because Terry is isolated by himself to the left, you just run an out and you just throw the out. So I think it might have been like a side adjust in game. And again, I'd have to talk to somebody in the building, but I've been with places where you've got the Hail Mary on, you get free access. They're not in that kind of cover two sideline protection defense. You throw the out, you get five yards closer and give yourself a better shot at the Hail Mary.
So, Logan, give us your boots-on-the-ground experience with Hail Marys, having been in the league from 2010 to 2019 with different teams. How many were you a part of? Were you ever part of a successful Hail Mary conversion?
Yeah, no, I've never been a part of a successful one. I will tell you that teams practice them constantly. You know, every Friday you do your two-minute, and then you'll work like end-of-game scenario. Sometimes you do it Saturday in the walkthrough before the game, and you kind of work through your last three plays. Some teams have four where it's, you know, you get in a bunch, you run them down the field, and they have different variations where it's like a hook and ladder potentially or some type of screen, and you're hoping to kind of run in for it, get everybody blocked up. And, you know, you work them all the time, and they're just never execute that well because they're such a low percentage play. And obviously, like I think everyone saw in the game yesterday, you've got your diamond formation, you got the guy behind, you got the guy in the middle, the guy in front, and you do that to kind of maximize the opportunity. But, it's so low percentage, it very rarely works out. But I mean, that one worked out about as well as you draw it up. You know, you have the guy in the middle, you tip it up, the guy behind's right there, he catches it. So nice to see one actually hit, I guess, because I've never seen one in person playing or you know, covering the team that's hit like that. So pretty special.
Well, part of it is they didn't even tip it up. It was the corner who had his back turned for 4 seconds. What's it going to be like for him when the team looks through film that he was actually taunting the fans for 4 seconds while Jaden's scrambling around, while guys are running downfield about 30 yards downfield? He's got his back turned on the play.
Yeah, I have no idea what they're going to say about the taunting, but I will say the one coaching point defensively that I vividly remember in my 10 years of playing, my 5 years of college, that every single defensive pack coach said is, whatever you do, do not tip the ball up. So I know for a fact that they're probably going to bring that up to him. They, you know, obviously there's the other stuff with the fans, but in terms of coaching point, like, I could almost recite them on the day. You know, when we were doing our jump ball period at the end on Friday or Saturday, and it was like an echo. It's like ringing in my head just thinking about it now. It's like, knock the ball down, knock it down, knock it down, and that guy did exactly the opposite. He punched it directly up. It couldn't have been you know, almost as if we had planned it that way. And so, again, he's going to hear an earful about that, I'm pretty sure.
So, Logan, you've been around here a long time. You're here with some good moments, but some bad moments, too. Those of us that are fans, hell, almost our entire career, they've been losers, a few random one-off playoff appearances. Are you willing to say we got the guy? Because my producer over here, one of my producers is not willing to say that. I mean, I think we've seen enough, like, God willing, you know, barring injury, which can happen to anyone. But I think we got our guy for the next decade. Is Logan Paul, I think you're a very analytical guy. You're not an emotional guy that way. Can you say that objectively yet?
I don't think so. I mean, obviously, Jaden Daniels has been amazing. You know, he's been historic. He's been unprecedented, all the things you want to see. I mean, he's exceeded expectations. I've never watched more film on a college prospect than I've watched on Jaden Daniels, and I knew he was going to be good. I just didn't know he was going to be this good this quickly. And so, again, the league is complicated. It's something that's always evolving. It's always changing. It's always adapting to you as a player, especially when you're good. So I think he's done everything correct. He's done everything right. He's made the plays he needs to make. But I still need, like, a larger sample size, and that's just how I operate in terms of, you know, making these claims about him being the guy moving forward. And, again, has he shown every indication that he's the guy? Absolutely. And am I excited for the Washington Commanders? 1,000%, because he is special. It's just, you know, can he stay healthy? Can he keep evolving? Can he keep working? There's a lot of adversity around that position here in Washington, around the NFL too, not just here in Washington. There's so many eyes on you. There's so many distractions. And can you stay focused? Can you stay focused for 10 years? You know, can you stay focused for 10 years on anything? I can't even stay focused for 10 minutes. So you got to be wired a little bit differently.
All right, fair enough. Would you bet on him?
Yeah, I'd probably bet on him.
Thank you.
Hey, Logan, did you see any throws yesterday? Clearly not on the Hail Mary throw. It didn't affect him there. But any throws during the game where you think he may have been impacted by the rib injury? And do you think that's going to be an issue in the Giants game this upcoming weekend?
That's a good question. I didn't see anything where I thought the ball velocity was diminished or the release was diminished. I did think that, you know, probably I'm assuming the limited practice reps affected his timing a little bit with the receivers. And so, you know, depending on how that goes over the next couple of weeks, like, can he continue to build that chemistry and keep that chemistry with these guys? You know, I think that's something to definitely keep an eye on. And again, he played amazing. Like, his ability to create plays and get first downs for this offense with his legs, and some of those footballs that he threw were thrown with great anticipation, but they were just a tick off of what his normal standard is. And so that's something I'm going to keep an eye on, definitely, as the season goes on. I don't think he's physically limited. I just think it's reps, time on task, that has to be limited, because you want him to be healthy for Sundays.
Flipping the script a little bit, what did you see in Caleb Williams? And I actually want to bring it to the Commanders. On the TV, when they would show some of the times that he was taking sacks, it looked like nobody was getting open, which I'm going to compliment the defense. The defense looks like it's getting better. What did you see?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with you. I definitely think the defense is playing at a really high level. I thought the secondary did a lot of good things. Obviously, there's a couple plays here and there, like the St. Juice penalty, but I thought, you know, St. Juice had a really good game outside of that. I thought Mikey Sanders had one of his most consistent games on the perimeter. I think the safeties are playing fast and physical. It's a fun group to watch. Obviously, Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner in the middle of the defense are, I mean, just electric. You know, Bobby's ability to find and make tackles is incredible. Frankie's ability to create as a pass rusher and just kind of be that emotional spark plug for the defense is awesome. Big Phil, I thought, had a great game. Jerzon, I thought, was coming alive a little bit. And I think the rotation at edge is also something that shows up. But I will say, all of that is true. But I will say that I really did not understand what Chicago was doing. You know, Shane Waldron's a guy that I'm familiar with. He coached under the Kyle Shanahan tree. Just in terms of the amount of volume of cans and checks they had at the line of scrimmage in a road game in a hostile stadium. And again, the crowd was bumping. I think that really elevated the defense also. But I just did not understand what they were doing. And I felt like they did not maximize the skill sets of their playmakers. And I felt like they definitely didn't maximize Caleb Williams. And I thought, as they got simpler, as the game went on, the offense got better. But I just did not understand the decision on their part to make it so complicated so early for a guy in his first year.
How good overall do you think this team actually is? We saw what happened when you played the Ravens. Ravens, legitimate Super Bowl contenders. They could have easily lost yesterday, even though I thought they played well, especially defensively. We've seen moments. How good is this team?
I think it's a good team. I mean, I'm glad that you said team, because I think when you look at some of the parts, maybe you're kind of, oh, we could, you know, add someone here, add someone here. But I think as a group and as a collective, I think they're playing at an extremely high level. I think the offensive line is punching above their weight class, and they're playing physical team commanders football. I think the skill position guys, again, like Terry seems to be in a resurgence. His chemistry with Jaden Daniels is tremendous. I think you got to point to Jaden Daniels and what he's doing. And I think you got to look at the defensive staff, Joe Wood Jr., Daryl Tapp, all those guys over there, and say, hey, man, they are elevating their personnel. So I think the team is good. And I think obviously there's things that need to be handled kind of in the offseason in terms of increasing the talent. But like, this is a team's team, and I think they're gonna win a lot of games that no one predicted them to win. Obviously, I think Vegas had them at 5 or 6 wins for the year, and they're already at that total. And it's because of the culture, the team dynamic, and just how hard they are. Everyone's playing, there's not one individual. They're all playing hard all the time, which is awesome to see.
Logan, let's give some love to your fellow tight end, Zach Ertz. He's got 32 catches already. He looks like he's going to smash his 56 catches back in 2021 with Arizona. He did that in just 11 games, but 15 catches in the last three. So he's become a pretty big part of this offense and somebody that Jaden can lean on.
Yeah, 1,000%, man. He's a lot of fun to watch. You know, he's maybe not as fast as he once was, you know, in his rookie year or whatever, but his understanding of route running, coverages, how to create space, his obviously rapport and trust that he has with Jaden Daniels is tremendous. And like you mentioned, what was it? What did you say, 51? Is that what you say, 52?
He had 56 grabs back in 2021, and that was in just 11 games.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's for sure going to eclipse that. I mean, as long as he can stay healthy, because just again, when you watch the film, the All 22, like his route stems, his breaks, his being friendly to the football and being a friendly target for the quarterback, that number is just going to continue to go up. And then in critical situations, just that's who Jaden's looking for is Zach Ertz. So he's going to have a tremendous year, and I'm really happy for him because he's a quality human being.
Did you disagree with the call that they did not give him a touchdown? What did you think of the call there?
That's tough, man. That was such a tough call. I was standing right there on the sideline when it happened, and I don't disagree with the call. I think it was, you know, obviously he caught it like by, you know, if you're playing out in the backyard with your buddies, you catch the football. But based on rule, you got to kind of make a football motion. You got to serve. I don't know if you have to survive the catch anymore. I'm not even sure what the updated rule on that. But I think you got to, again, make a football move kind of as you're coming to the ground. And
yeah,
he did not do that.
Let me ask you. So if we're playing and you just throw a missile to him and he just catches it and, you know, the clearly catches it in the air, right? Hand catches it in the air. That should be a freaking touchdown. Like you can't, and then if somebody rips it out of your hand 5 seconds later, who cares? Like you caught it.
I mean, that's the rule, man. You know, it's like you and me playing, we know it's a catch. But again, like the rules and the parameters and the restrictions on what it is, what a catch is in the NFL is a little bit different. So I know that's frustrating, and it's frustrating for me because you're like, oh my gosh, what a tremendous play. But unfortunately, that's how the cookie crumbles.
Talking to Logan Paulson, former Washington tight end. You can listen to him, co-host of the Take Command podcast. Back to the Hail Mary play. I'm just curious because you're a guy that watches film. You said you've practiced this a million times. Why aren't teams rushing more guys? Like rush 5 guys, rush 6 guys, and speed up the clock.
Yeah, I think you're just trying to maximize your coverage opportunity. And again, this one was successful yesterday, obviously. But I mean, how many Hail Marys have you seen that don't work? Because there's so many guys back there, they can't. You know, there's too many coverage players. There's not enough separation in the back there because everybody's back deep. So I think that's probably why. Like, I know this is a frustrating day for Chicago, an exciting day for the Commanders, and you say, oh, coulda, woulda, shoulda. But there's a long precedent in terms of just rushing one. Some teams rush one, some teams rush two, and it's enough to disrupt the quarterback, and you're just relying on it being a very low percentage throw down the field and trusting your guys to make a play. I will say the one thing that I was a little surprised at by Chicago, and I've seen a lot of teams do, is you put your receivers out there because they have slightly better ball skills, and that's something that I like when teams do that. Obviously, the New England used to do that with Randy Moss. When I was in Atlanta, we used to do it with Julio Jones. And then obviously New England used to do it with Rob Gronkowski. I think that's a smart move, getting that kind of bigger body, 50-50 contested catch guy out there, because they have a better ability and a larger skill set at tracking and catching the football. So that's one thing I probably would be a little bit critical of today. But in terms of the rushers, I think there's a really strong precedent that you don't need many because it's such a low percentage throw.
I will say I've made the point of saying it three times today that if you ask Google, you ask Alexa, they'll say in the last 10 years, it's like 9%. Like if you ask Google, how successful are Hail Marys in the NFL? It's like 9%. It's like shockingly high.
That is higher than I thought, actually.
Yeah, it's shockingly high. And think about it. I mean, you may not have been on the field for one, but you kind of see them all the time when you're watching TV.
Aaron Rodgers has four in his career.
Yeah, yeah.
That's,
so,
that's insane, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, the game's never over. They've taken away the onside kick, though. That doesn't exist. They did ruin that, which infuriates me. Yeah.
Yeah. As a kicker, you're a kicker.
I like the technique of a good outside, you know, onside kick. I do.
Well, they still can do it. They just have to declare it.
No, it never works now. It's like...
Wasn't there one last week that worked?
Didn't it just work?
It worked last week.
You Google that one. It's like 1%
okay,
or less.
Okay, but it worked last week.
Okay.
The Ravens have had two onside kicks recovered against them this season.
That's crazy. Look it up. Look up the percentage.
Right, go ask your Alexa again.
All right, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that.
All right, Logan. Good stuff, man. Continued success.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Always fun talking to you guys.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Appreciate the Take Command podcast, part of the game broadcast as well. Always great checking in with him. Coming up next, we want to tackle a question. I put it up as our poll of the day, presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made super smooth love throughout the DMV. 6-2. One via Hail Mary. Are they a team of destiny? 800-636-1067. We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. When you have a play like that, and EB says it happens more often, I've been trying to check Google and see if you're right. I have no real reason to be skeptical of Alexa, but I haven't found any
evidence. Well, Google's
evidence.
The same thing. Just ask the same. Ask the exact. I typed
it tried
in.
And you can't find it. It comes in, up. Says 9%.
It says 1 of 12.
Okay.
Isn't that about 9%, 8-9%?
Sure.
Something like that.
Sounds right.
Yeah. In the last 10 years.
But when a play like that happens, and you're at 5-2, and you get to 6-2, and you drafted Jaden Daniels and everything that's going on, it does have that feel of, all right, man, this is a special year.
Yeah, something's happening here.
I know I said it was possible to have a Houston Texans turnaround, then I wussed out and had them at 7-10.
Yeah.
But it is the Houston Texans turnaround. This is, they are the team. They are the team that has gone from 4 wins to already with 6. And they've got a guy who's been in MVP discussion, all right, who's going to win the Rookie of the Year. And you win a game like that, and you do wonder, are they a team of destiny? So we put it up as our Junkies poll of the day. It's only been up for, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes. 64% are voting yes.
I was going to say 70%,
at Junks Radio.
So that's a little less than I thought.
You can only be a team of destiny if you win it all, though. You're not a team of destiny.
You pretty much have to win
like
the whole
Texans
enchilada.
Are not a team of destiny last year. They were just a good team.
They were.
I think if you made it to the Super Bowl, you'd say team of destiny.
No.
You got to win it?
Got to win it. You got to win a ring. You can't be a team of destiny.
Yeah.
Destiny is not about runner-ups.
That
destiny
is true.
Destiny is about winning the whole enchilada. So I would say, no. Is it a special team? It might be a special team in terms of a team that can maybe, you know, go advance far in the playoffs. But
here's the thing. I keep thinking it's, like, when I look at the NFC, I do think Detroit is the best team. And if I'm a Commanders fan, I would keep an eye on San Francisco because we know that they can be great.
Mm-hmm.
They just have been up and down this year.
A lot of personnel losses. I mean, if they get Christian McCaffrey back at close to what he is at his peak,
right.
I'd be more worried about them.
Right. But they lost Ayuk and I would just keep my eye on them. Everybody else, I think the Commanders are, you know, I don't believe the Packers are better. I'm not saying the Commanders are better, but I don't believe the Vikings are better. They've lost their last two. I'm not saying the Commanders are better. I'm just saying they're in that kind of group of the next tier of teams in the NFC. So if I think of team of destiny, I could see them in the NFC championship game. So you want them to win it all?
I mean,
could they knock off Detroit in the NFC championship?
I like what you're doing, but that's quite a fast forward.
It is.
Just have them in the NFC.
It is,
title
but right
game.
Now they're the 2 seed, right? I guess there's only one team that gets a bye.
Right.
But they would have a home game, home playoff game. So you win that. Now you got to win another one. I get it.
Three of the next, here, let's see what happens in the next month. 3 of the next 4 games are division games. in the NFC East. Let's see how they fare in those. And then I can start entertaining home playoff game.
By EB's definition, it's hard for me to imagine, but I mean, I think it's possible that they could get to the NFC Championship game. And then could they trip up a team like Detroit or San Francisco?
Here's the beauty of the NFL, though. And unfortunately for Valdez, you got to experience it yesterday. I mean, I was rooting for the Ravens. I had them in a couple bets. It was frustrating. But anybody could beat anybody, right? So I picked the Ravens to win it all. And I wouldn't veer from it. But we might not have to beat the Lions. Like, somebody might beat them.
It's true.
You know what I mean?
Like, but I mean, that is true. But they look like...
They look great.
I mean, Jared Goff's playing at the top of his game. Their rushing attack with Gibbs and Montgomery is like second to none at this point in the league. Their defense did suffer a loss with Aiden Hutchinson, but it doesn't really seem to be affecting them.
Well, I mentioned this before.
Let's see what happens.
They scored 52 points, and Jared Goff threw for 85 yards.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good they are.
Well, that's because David Montgomery scores all the time. Jahmyr Gibbs is getting like 100-plus yards on like 12 touches. I mean, I think he's averaging like 6.5 yards.
Has David Montgomery been around for quite a while?
He has.
I don't quite
understand
that. He
just signed an extension with them, too.
Yeah. All right, let's bring up some of these calls. Valdez, did you want to chime in on anything? No. Let's go to Tyrese in Alexandria. Tyrese, what's up?
What's up, Granddaddy? I hope y'all doing good, man. Come in, man.
All right, we can't do that. I can't. And I love Granddaddy, but you gotta know the show.
Yeah,
you're calling in.
It's pretty important.
They're on at 2 p.m. You know, it's not even B. Mitch and Finley, the next show.
That guy skipped the day, the complete day part. I mean, what is he doing?
I mean, on some level, I wish it was Grant and Danny because we'd be a lot more money to chop up between the two of us.
We'd also be well rested.
That's true. I was so exhausted this weekend. I got to tell you about my trip to Long Island. I'll have to do that at some point, maybe tomorrow. Let's go to Aaron in Kensington. Aaron, what's up?
Hey, guys, I love you all so much. I do think to win a championship, you not only have to be good, but you got to be lucky.
Right.
And think about Julian Edelman. Think about Grant Hill. The teams that win championships, they get lucky. And this is a sign from somebody up above that he's rooting for the Commanders, and we're going to go all the way.
I don't know.
Love Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a little early. If the big fella's involved, do you think he's already decided?
I don't think the big guy cares that much about the NFL. I really don't.
I don't think he does either, but if he has,
do you think he's
already predetermined it, or is he going to wait until at least the night before the game?
He has a script for the 2024 season?
Yeah, I'm not sure he does.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
Let's go to Mike.
How do the Chiefs keep winning every week?
Do you realize
Patrick Mahomes has more interceptions than touchdowns?
No,
well,
crazy.
They've got a stifling defense.
But when you're as established and as good as he is, it doesn't even matter.
I know, but my point is, what if he starts playing well? They're really going to demolish the league.
True.
And Travis Kelce actually had a big game yesterday.
Mike, what's up?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Mike.
So here's what I think after that game. I think it was more of like an exorcism of the whole stadium that Daniel Snyder's vibe was out with that one play. It kind of took all the bad juju out of the stadium. So, in fact, we are a team of destiny. I mean, you just have to feel that. I mean, in the whole city, the whole team, that was the final straw to get it all the bad devil worshiping Daniel Snyder vibes out of that stadium in that one play.
Uh-huh. All right. I mean, I'll buy it. I mean, certainly I think it instantly becomes the best play, the greatest memory in that stadium.
Yeah.
I don't think anything's really close. In fact, the thing you might remember before that would be the Gus Frerotte headbutt.
I mean, Robert's run was pretty
iconic.
Pretty amazing against the Vikings, but I mean, this play definitely supersedes that.
Trounces it.
Yeah, this is different.
Yeah, different. I like that. All right, thank you. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, Mike. Let's go to Brian in Silver Spring. Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys. So I was watching a game at a bar, and near the end of the game, all the Cowboys fans were filing in to watch the night game.
Yeah.
And, of course, when they hit that touchdown, they were all running around talking smack. And when that Hail Mary went through, that was the icing on the cake, the complete dejection that they had on their faces. And I told one Cowboys fan, I said, listen, man, for the next 10 years, you guys, this is all you guys had to live for, watching other teams. Your rivalry is winning. We're not a rival anymore for a while. We're on to bigger, better things.
Hmm.
And then they had to watch the Cowboys lose and Dak throw two more interceptions. His last three games, he has 6 interceptions.
I mean, there's no question if you're a Cowboys fan, you'd rather have Jaden than Dak Prescott, right?
For a variety of reasons.
Oh, I don't think it's
younger. Even if they're the same age.
Younger, he's playing better. and the cap hit.
Yeah, he's way cheaper.
That's what I'm saying. If you're a Commanders fan, you got Jaden Daniels, you got a rookie contract, you have all the cap space. How much did you say this is?
$121 million.
I mean,
they're going to go on a spending.
Theoretically,
they're not going to spend
it all.
Should
be a lot better.
But they have a lot of financial flexibility this offseason.
They're obligated in like a 3 or 4 year window to spend a big chunk of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they have to spend like at 80%? Least up to 90% of what the salary cap is.
Should extend Terry McLaurin right now. I don't even know what his contract situation is.
He just got an extension like two years ago. So I don't think they're in any rush to extend him yet.
Maybe give Jaden a lifetime deal already.
A lifetime.
Yeah. I might wait a year or two, and then we're going to be in the talks.
Hey, man, listen, you guys got your guy. I think Lamar's incredible. We got our guy. Logan is too, he's being weird.
He's being drab-like.
He's being too drab.
What do you mean?
I mean, I just know we got our guy.
It's good to have confidence.
He can't fail.
You know what?
Here's what it is.
It's a massive hit.
At
this point.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's going to always, like Valdez saying, everything is not linear. Doesn't mean it's always going to be this good.
We could go 7-10 next year or something. That's fine.
But
we got our guy.
The start has been unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like way better than anybody could have ever expected.
Way better. You seem like you have more glee that you have your guy than first place in the NFC East.
Well, because I think that comes and goes.
Well, he just
I think that comes and goes. I don't think we're going to go on like a 10-year run where we win 10 games every year.
They're going to be competing.
Yeah, we'll be
in
competitive.
The NFC, they're going to be like competitive in the
division.
For the next
10 years, we'll be competitive.
Right.
I totally agree with that. Like I said before, if you're the Bills and you have Josh Allen, if you're the Chiefs and you have Patrick Mahomes, if you're the Ravens and you have Lamar Jackson, you know you're going to be competitive every year. That's bigger than an individual, hey, in this moment, we're 6-2 atop the division.
Right. I mean, we could easily could have lost that year.
We're looking long-term over here, Valdez. We're not short-term thinkers. Yeah, we're looking out onto the horizon.
There's a lot of teams that say that they got their guy.
It's true.
But that doesn't mean...
But this team hasn't had their guy.
Yeah. We haven't had our guy.
It's been basically for 30 years.
It's been a bit of a drought.
We thought we had it with Robert, but it's not even...
Maybe had it for Kirk, but they just let him go.
They never wanted to keep him. Kurt was always the sort of the adopted
redheaded
kid that
stepchild.
Nobody wanted.
That's your cliche you're looking for.
I didn't know if I could say that. I don't know what you say anymore.
Red-haired stepchild, that one?
Maybe red-haired people hate that.
It's fine. My brother has red hair. He's fine with it. Doesn't care. I think he cares.
I don't know what you're allowed to say anymore. Freaking weirdest world ever. Now I'm trying to read this story about Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. They're saying that marriage is in crisis, Valdez. Marriage is in crisis because now...
Sure, I care.
Now the rumors are coming out. Can you imagine he's been hiding his secret the whole time? At the time when he got pulled over, he was with another... He was hollering at another...
Oh, he was. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Shocker. Wasn't he caught with the other girl holding hands or making out?
Oh, yeah.
800-636-1067 is the number right now. 64% of the people say... This is a team of destiny. Hey, is your old car or truck rusty? Is it more rusty than its ride? Do you want to give it a new mission and donate your vehicle to the Purple Heart Foundation? It will help provide critical assistance for veterans and their families. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support they need. Call 877-718-HERO or visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate. 877-718-HERO. That's 877-718-HERO or purpleheartfoundation.org to support our heroes today.
So two quick tweets to get to here, both from Diana Rossini from The Athletic. She said this about 3 hours ago. A friend of mine in Washington texted, quote, "I'm planning on sitting at my desk pretending to work while listening to sports talk all day."
Nice.
Good morning to those happy folks in D.C. So that's good for us. It's good for everybody at this station, Team 980, etc. And then 3 minutes ago, she tweeted, she's at DM Rossini. There was plenty to criticize on defending the Hail Mary. And as one head coach texted me, quote, "We will be showing film of that play to our team today to show what not to do."
Huh.
So the Bears, that team will be in the spotlight, I guess, in a lot of film rooms today. I don't know if this happened to you guys or not, but as the pandemonium was unfolding after the win.
By the way, that's an amazing sweatshirt.
Thank you. My wife bought this for me.
I mean, salute I just, you've been wearing it for 4 hours.
Salute to service commander's hoodie.
Hold on, you've been saluting wearing that for 4 hours, and I just
now. You didn't
notice
the big giant commander's logo in the middle?
I never look at you.
He needs a baptism. If his wife is buying him commander
hoodies, can I baptize you
it's
as a
time.
Fan?
I mean, it might be
it's time.
I'm vulnerable.
Are you,
I mean,
I know, but will you?
I'm a free agent.
He's been saying the same thing for 10 years.
No, but you gotta. It's gotta hurt when we lose.
I mean, I don't
he's
know if
a
it'll
fantasy
hurt as
guy.
Much.
Nothing
I don't
will
know
hurt
as much as it does you because you've
no, it's
been
gotta
in
hurt
it longer,
some though. Like,
but it'll hurt.
Jaden is his fantasy quarterback, so it would hurt
so good. I can do that whole.
What do you think, Drab?
I can get the holy water splashed on my head.
No, he needs. Can't rush into this, but it's coming in like the next couple of weeks.
You have thoughts?
Yeah.
You think it's not genuine?
I don't. I can't tell because Cakes has a lot of Jaden Daniels stock on his fantasy team.
I have him on one team.
But it's the one you most care about.
It's one of my most important teams.
But it needs to be must-see TV for you, and I know I mean, it is now just for work.
No, it has
to be must-see TV for you, and it
trust
has to
me,
hurt
I'm like gathering my family to watch Jaden Daniels every Sunday.
So it's there like, won't be an owl trip like, during his Sunday like it was
what?
Last year.
Yeah, you can't go.
Last year you
went to
see an
owl. Some zoo or whatever you did.
Let's rewind to last year.
Look at a bird or something.
Hold on. First of all, it was an owl and other assorted raptors.
Was it on an NFL Sunday he did
yes.
that?
Okay, listen, hold yes. on. Let's pump the brakes here. It was during the Commanders bye week. Now, it was on an NFL Sunday.
I don't care about that.
I will cop to that, but it was Commanders bye week.
All right. So you can pass.
He only cares about the locals.
That's how I am.
I know.
Time now
Hold on.
I watch
we'll
you
get to the
Honda
Huddle
really
in a second. At the end, while we're hugging and high-fiving, it's chaos. Dog is terrified. My daughter asks, who caught the touchdown?
Yeah.
And I said, I don't even know.
Oh, you didn't know?
I didn't know because...
Oh. Didn't matter, really.
It didn't matter. I just know that it was a touchdown.
You knew
what
it was no Brown because he was
reaction?
So big. Huh?
I know Kurt's reaction. What was Juliet's... What was...
Screamed.
You were?
A yes? Oh my God.
Was it a yes?
Hold on.
So the same scream you would have at a Terps game. For like, because all your kids go to the Terps and you're a big Terps fan.
Yeah. Your boy
How
was,
about,
a, I
same
was,
scream
I was
you'd
invested.
Have at, same scream you'd have at a Caps game.
Yes, I was emotionally invested.
If Ovi scored a game-winning goal.
Same sort of level scream, yes.
He might be in.
Yeah, and it's time.
I think it's time.
It might be time. Look, I've divorced myself from the Raiders. Maybe I'm ready for...
No, the Raiders are dead, dude. That's not the issue.
I'm ready to settle down with a new partner.
You could get remarried.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can remarry an NFL team.
Right, here's a quiz. Here's a quiz.
NFL team.
Here's a quiz.
Should we baptize him or should we marry him to the Redskins? You know what I mean?
How about I can just... I can just root for the team. It doesn't.
You can wiggle your way out of that.
Yeah. First of all, do you have any radio instincts? We got to have some sort of. We got to have some sort of ceremony.
It's fine.
Here's a quiz. Next week, do you have any Malik Nabers shares on your fantasy team?
I do have Malik Nabers shares.
Are you happy?
Yes.
Are you happy if he scores against the Commanders and say it puts them in the lead in the third quarter?
I'm happy just to get points. I'll just leave it at that.
No. Be honest.
I'm happy to just accrue points.
What would you rather, the Skins win or Malik Nabers score?
It's a great
points?
Question.
Yeah,
it's
like
close.
How many points is Malik Nabers going to score?
I don't know.
A 26.
26 is a lot.
Win over the Giants.
So I have to choose
8-7.
I'll make it binary for you.
Yeah.
Malik Nabers has 3 touchdowns.
It's a lot. Three touchdowns.
Commanders lose.
Yeah.
Or Commanders win. Malik Nabers goes out after the first play, gives you 0 points.
Is it a season-ending injury?
No,
many qualifiers. You should immediately, if you're
twisted,
a true Commanders fan,
his ankle.
You should say, I want the Commanders win.
I would want the Commanders to win.
He doesn't need it.
It's empty.
But I would be, yeah. I would be
you're baptizing an empty vessel.
If one of my top weapons goes out.
He would cheat on us right away.
It's an empty vessel.
You see right through that.
Listen to me.
He was cheering before the wedding.
Listen to me. I can be married to the Commanders. It's okay to look at other franchises and other players.
Yeah, you can look at them, but you can't. You're only having sex with them.
Oh, shall not cover thy neighbor's wife.
Yeah. Covet.
No, he's having sex with Malik Nabers.
No, yeah, it's just flirtation. Okay. Strictly flirtation. There's nothing below the waist.
You don't finish the race with anything else.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
I saved that for JD5. I saved myself for Jaden.
We got, dude,
that
we gotta
sounds
do it.
So
I don't
bad.
Know, we got to marry him or we got to baptize him. I know we've been saying baptize for a couple years, but maybe both. Maybe we baptize him and then marry him. Like, because you can't get married in a Catholic church, right?
Am I going to do all the sacraments?
You can't. Isn't that true? Like, hold on. Like, I'm Presbyterian, so I don't know. But, like, I don't think you can get married in a Presbyterian church unless you're a Presbyterian. You can't get married in a Catholic church, right? Unless you...
You need to be a member.
You need,
you need
a Catholic
to do two
in there,
bits.
Yeah.
Can yeah, we just so do one of the two?
We'll baptize you and then a marriage. A combo.
Can we do it at least on the same day?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, can we get a like a mannequin with Jane's face on it and have him married right next to it?
You could have done this years ago, but we could also do last rites on your Raiders fandom.
No, that's fine. Who cares?
And then we want to see his first dance. We want to see his first dance with the mannequin Jaden.
I like it.
Not
put the
dancing.
Jersey on.
I'm not dancing with a Jaden mannequin. I'll stand up there and I'll hold his fake hand. During the ceremony.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not dancing with a mannequin. I mean, that's ludicrous.
All right.
But yeah, I'm right for the picking. I'm right there.
Time now for the Honda Huddle, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealer. Contact them for a great deal today. Jane Daniels related, EB, just for you. Just going to update you on where he stands amongst NFL quarterbacks. He's 12th in yards.
All right.
Which is actually more... Then Sam Darnold is getting a lot of hype.
Oh, my God. He's so much better than him.
Actually, that might not be right in yards. Sorry, I'm looking at a different count.
Doesn't matter. He's better than him.
It's more than Jared Goff, more than Matthew Stafford, more than Patrick Mahomes.
So Mahomes having an off year.
Where is he in rushing yardage amongst quarterbacks?
He's second. You got Lamar Jackson.
Why don't you just do total yards? Just do total yards. That's it. That would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Total yards, I'd have to look. I'd have to do some
That's
work.
That's probably a new stat.
But in terms of completion percentage, he slid down to number two.
Who's ahead of him?
Jared Goff is number one at 74.1%. Jaden is still completing 71.8% of his passes.
I can't get rid of my priors on Jared Goff. I decided 7 years ago he's mediocre. I can't get rid of it.
In terms
of... I just can't get rid of it.
QBR, EB, he is fifth in the NFL. You've got Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, and Josh Allen ahead of him, but he's number five ahead of Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence, Brock Purdy, Matthew Stafford, and many others. And then in the old school traditional passer rating, he slid down to number seven, but they've got Russell Wilson up there. So let's call it number six. Russell Wilson's had one start. So Jaden's having a damn good year.
Well, it's obvious. I can't even consider the traditional quarterback rating anymore. I mean, no. It's such a
just throw
farce.
It out the window.
Although it's
such a farce.
Although if you look at the top, it's Lamar 1, Goff 2. Mm. I'm going to take Russell Wilson out. Josh Allen, Darnold, Burrow, Baker Mayfield, then Jaden.
Well, why'd you take Russell Wilson out? Just because he had not
he's
enough
had
snaps?
One start.
Yeah,
like he's had 29 pass attempts.
Yeah, no, I would do that too. Yeah.
So anyway. Jaden having a great year. Victory Monday is always fun. Brought to you by Chenega Miles.
Let's end the show on a friggin' high note.
24 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. So much better than a Misery Monday.
Oh, my God.
I was bracing for that, too.
So much better.
It's always been a Misery Monday.
Glad all right, we got to get out of here. For Johnny Cakes Auville, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.